generally, this doesn't become much so much of an ethical issue as it is a legal issue, because this has become institutionalized in most states to the point where we have to participate in continuing education requirements in order to keep our license current. In 45 out of 50 states, there is a continuing education requirement. Those requirements vary, but what it means is you're going to have to at least attend one seminar a year keep up with the latest things in chiropractic in order to keep your license current. You can't renew your license unless you have a continuing education certificate of some sort, that you have attended a program of continuing ed. The most common number of hours for that around the country, and it is not uniform by any means, the most common number of hours is you have to attend a 12-hour continuing education program at least once a year, or you have to have 12 hours of continuing education. You may take 2 6-hour programs or 4 3-hour programs, because sometimes programs don't come in 12-hour increments. But as you probably know, chiropractic continuing education is sort of an industry in and of itself, and there are a lot of people who make a living doing chiropractic continuing education. It just so happens that they usually package continuing education in 12-hour packages to be convenient for the various states. And the most common number is 12 hours. There are a few states who say something like this: you have to get 24 hours continuing education every 2 years. Yeah, that's 12 hours a year, but it leaves it open that you could take a 24-hour long course all at once, and that would last you for 2 years. As far as I know, the most stringent state is the state of Maryland. It requires 30 hours per year, so you know that's 2.5 12-hour seminars that you must take each year. Usually a 12-hour seminar means 6 hours on Saturday, 6 hours on Sunday. That's your 12 hours. So it's a weekend seminar, most frequently, you know, held in a Holiday Inn somewhere, but occasionally held on college campuses. You may know that here at Sherman, we provide continuing education seminars regularly. And we provide them here on campus sometimes, and other times we provide them around the country at various venues. We can provide them anywhere. Usually, states require that the continuing education subject matter be either in adjusting, analysis, x-ray, diagnosis, or risk prevention, ethics and jurisprudence, those kinds of subjects. Usually they specifically prohibit you taking a course in practice building or having a bigger practice, making more money. Those generally don't require. So it has to be clinical information on risk management, diagnosis, x-ray, safety precautions. Some states require that you take a seminar about AIDS management, or AIDS precautions that you take in the office if you're taking care of AIDS patients. Others require courses on boundary issues. What that means is sexual boundaries, seminars on how to avoid sexual harassment charges, or how to be sensitive so that you won't be accused of sexual harassment or sexual inappropriateness in some way. So those are generally the suitable topics that are offered and the acceptable topics. Make sure you know what your state requires. Don't go take a seminar that won't do you some good, thinking that it's going to be for continuing ed. You should know ahead of time. Most continuing ed these days, or at least a lot of continuing ed these days, is offered through the chiropractic colleges. And in most states, as long as the course is offered by a CCE-accredited college, that course would be suitable for continuing ed. We do run into some little restrictions on technique seminars sometimes. A lot of times you may find a chiropractor who is a totally 100% sold-out Gonstead devotee who doesn't want to learn anything else. He only wants to go to Gonstead seminar once a year and get his continuing ed, and so he goes to Gonstead 1999, Gonstead 2000, Gonstead in 2001. Some states put a prohibition on that and say you can't take the same seminar over and over. you have to vary it and take some other seminars. So make sure you check on that before you decide which seminars you're going to take. It costs money to go to these seminars, and obviously, you know, to keep your license up. So if you want to renew your license in South Carolina, it costs you $225 to renew your license for 2 years, and then it may cost you $500 to attend the seminar for a weekend, and you pay for hotel and travel and meals while you're there. You know, so it can become expensive. So you need to plan ahead and make sure that you can take seminars that are suitable, that are acceptable in your state for license renewal, and on the odd chance that you might learn something useful, you want to be a little bit selective. Now, there have been some studies done about continuing education and the efficacy of continuing education, and I think the general consensus of opinion on continuing education is doctors don't learn anything in continuing education. That's a consensus. One of the things we say about that is it looks good for the public, though. The public likes to think that their doctors are up to date on the latest things. So if you attend a seminar on the latest things in chiropractic, even though you sit in the back of the room and read a newspaper, you know, having that certificate gives you some little validity in the eyes of the public. The public likes the fact that its doctors keep up on new material and go for continued training. So if you're going to go to the hassle of doing this training anyway, you may as well make it something worthwhile. You can actually learn something. You know, there are a lot of good seminars that could give you some real good information. There are seminars on chiropractic research and seminars on chiropractic technique and better ways of taking x-rays, seminars on risk management factors that may keep you out of trouble. So there's lots of good information out there. One little extra added advantages, guess what? Some of these seminars are held in Acapulco and Cancun and, you know, on cruise ships these days. That's a big one. So we can cruise to Bermuda and at the same time get continuing education. So there are a few little extra added advantages here. Still deductible on your taxes because continuing education is required. Even if you take seminars that are beyond the requirement, say you know your state only requires 12 hours, but you take 60 hours, it's all deductible. It is part of your continuing education. So the fact that you take more than is required is perfectly acceptable. If a seminar is offered in Spartanburg and it's also offered the following weekend in Honolulu, which one do you have to go to? Question. And the answer is the one in Honolulu, of course. You know, you can take your pick. You can go to either of those. You can go to the one that's very convenient, very easy for you to get to, very cheap. I can take it right here in Spartanburg. I can take it out at the college. It's easy to do, and it costs $225. Or I can choose to spend my $225 in Honolulu. Now, it costs me a little extra to get there, to stay there, to eat while I'm there, and it costs me more time because I have to have a day of travel each way. But it's also a little vacation. So a lot of people get their continuing education in conjunction with a little vacation. You know, we have this saying that chiropractors never take vacations, we only do continuing education. So make sure you understand the requirements in your state, how you have to get them, and when you have to get them. There's a deadline. Usually, you know, each year or each licensing period, there's a deadline. So make sure you understand that. One additional little thing about that, continuing education requirement is some states, particularly out west, some states there's only one seminar that is eligible for license renewal, and it's a seminar that is put on by the state licensing board. They set the syllabus for the course that you're going to have to take. They charge the money. They give the course or have it given. They hire somebody to give the course. They collect the money. So a lot of state boards actually have one institutionalized seminar. You must attend this one. In our particular state, you have to do it, and it's cost you money to go, and some people feel a little bit cheated that they have to just attend that one, but that's the way it is in some states. So make sure you check on the dates, the times, the approved courses, what you can take, and make sure you do it on time. Keep your license up to date. In South Carolina, if you don't send in your continuing ed seminar certificate, you will receive a letter from the state board saying cease and desist the practice of chiropractic. you are now practicing without a license, you know, until you get your continuing ed. Then you pay a fine, a penalty, in order to get updated, and then you have to pay for your continuing ed anyway. So just check that out and get your continuing ed. Use it as an opportunity for a little vacation, and you might learn something.